And now, time for seafood news.
I am Amanda Buckles, Seafood News senior editor. I'm on the show floor at Seafood Expo North America with
Lauren Castiglione,
my better half.
Your better half, and senior seafood market reporter for Erna Barry.
Exactly. We are at the UK Pavilion on the Boston Seafood Show floor, and we have three very special guests with us. We're going to pass the mic around to introduce everyone.
Hello, I'm Peter Abbott. I am a British diplomat representing the UK in New England.
Hello, my name's Julie Hill, and I work for a company called The Lobster Pot in North Wales, UK.
And I'm Mike Sheldon. I'm the chair of Seafish, which is an industry body looking after everybody from catchers to processors to importers to exporters.
Three very important people on the Boston show floor. How has the show been like? Does it meet your expectations? How's everything been going so far? Just tell us what your first thoughts are on Boston.
Well, I've tried some amazing seafood. I had a crab thermidor. I got some whelks out of their shells for an amazing whelk.
You did it yourself?
Whelk chowder. I did it myself. I did. You're laughing, but I did. And it's just the freshest of British seafood. I even held one of Julie's amazing Welsh lobster.
Yeah, so we have two products here. European blue lobster, which comes from a really small geographic area in northwestern Europe. It's a little bit different from your species that you have this side of the pond. We also have a brown crab, which is very similar to your Dungeness or your Jonah crab. We have a saying in the UK that you have to go to Newcastle to sell coal, and I feel like I'm on an uphill battle here trying to come and sell a product that you have plenty of here. But I am having some success, and it's my second year here. It's been really busy, and we certainly generate some curiosity, but I think we're going to generate some sales too.
We're absolutely delighted. So Seafish is one of the co-organisers of this British Pavilion here at the Expo. We're delighted how the organisation's gone. Our stand is very prominent within the show, but we're surrounded by all sorts of products from all sorts of countries, and it's absolutely fascinating place to be.
Oh yeah, I mean the pavilion is beautiful, and Lauren and I have been walking around. You're in a great spot too. You're by New Wave Zone, and we've been walking around, and your booth has been busy this entire time. So congratulations there.
So we talked about lobster, crab. You mentioned whelk. Are there any other exports, major exports that you guys are sending to the U.S.?
Yeah, well, quite a large proportion of the exports coming into the US is salmon in fresh form, smoked salmon and added value products. But we also bring in some crab and scallops. There's a number of other minority products as well. Whitefish as well. Some specialty whitefish products come in, particularly added value or high-end material.
Now, you talked about some challenges, with selling products. I mean, there's no challenges with salmon. I mean, it's like the number two consumed seafood item in the U.S. Everybody wants it. How do you sell something that there's a ton of? That's a good point.
You have a ton of it. We don't have very much of it. So we do position it at the high end of the market. We would be looking for a market for a very discerning palate. The price point is really high compared to yours, especially at this time of the year. We're maybe treble the price of yours. So getting that message across and trying to differentiate between the two products is one of our biggest challenges, but it's not insurmountable. I suppose other challenges of the industry as we're working with Mother Nature, the seasons, and trying to keep future customers happy and them understanding that is a challenge for us.
I was going to add that I think one of the things that sets British seafood apart from other producers is some of the artisanal nature of some of the ways that we catch our produce. I was over talking to a Scottish company. They use traditional techniques that have been handed down for generations. They do things on a very small scale. The provenances of each product that they make is very clear. And so I think that appeals to a certain part of the market, that they want to be able to know that it's been organically farmed, or that that this company was telling me that they don't use medicines with their salmon. And they use another little fish in the pen to clean the salmon from the bacteria that naturally occur. So it's really, really terrific. And I think the same, the fish is called Rass fish. They're a little cleaner fish. And I think Julie would probably say the same about her lobsters. You know, they're really farmed and produced in a very sort of responsible way. And I think that's important.
Yeah, and I feel like seafood has become more of a storytelling, aspect instead of just trying to sell and beat out other consumers. It's really telling that story of community and where the fish are and seafood are coming from, and just all those attributes that make it unique, which is super interesting to us and to the consumers.
So I was curious, how did you get into this UK Pavilion? Were companies invited? Did you have to apply?
Companies are invited. I'm not sure how quite we would be judged to be here, but we're a successful company. We can produce outputs from an event like this, and we've had success in the past from events like this.
It's good to be here.
At Seafish, we're in contact with our exporters all through the year, and we spend the year trying to gauge the level of enthusiasm for coming to a show like this, and we'll build our stand accordingly, and it works.
That's great.
It would be important for us to be here at Seafood North America, Seafood Barcelona, Seafood Expo, the global one in Barcelona, and then we maybe choose a couple of smaller events throughout the year, but for us these are the two main events. I think it's really important to recognize that at this event it's not just buyers from the States and North America. There are buyers from all over the world here. So I've actually seen customers from other markets as well. And it's a real melting pot. We don't just come here to sell. We come here to gain market intelligence. We come to network. We come to help each other understand what we're trying to achieve. And the sales bit is just the icing on the cake, really. It takes a long time for us to cultivate a sale. I had somebody here yesterday, for example, who I first met here last year. I then met again in Barcelona last April. And then he emailed me about a month ago and said, sorry, I haven't been in touch. Wasn't the right time, but I think that now is the right time. Can we talk? And I said, well, I'm in Boston next week. Well, today I'm here. And he was the first person to come and see me yesterday. And I hope I will be sending something this way very soon.
That's fantastic to hear. I think we hear a lot of that on the show floor. It's really the connections that you make on the show floor are so important. So I know you're saying like selling isn't a big part, but so we said salmon. What are the three biggest seafood items that the UK exports to the US?
Well, salmon, langoustine. I'm not sure which comes third, actually, but those are the two principal ones. Probably crab.
I mean, langoustine, too, that's up there. I feel like it's getting more out there. More people are learning about it, too. But do you think that there are, you know, just items from the UK that the US doesn't know enough about that you guys should be pushing at these shows and kind of educating people on?
I had an amazing smoked mackerel just earlier today, and I think that taste, it was quite a strong taste. It's quite traditional in the UK to have smoked mackerel with your breakfast and sort of all times during the day, but it's not really a part, I think, of the American diet. So I'd love to see personally more smoked mackerel in the US.
So can you talk to us more about the UK's strategy with seafood?
Sure, and part of my job here in New England is to promote all aspects of the UK economy. So I do defence and aerospace and biotech and all sorts of things. But I think what's really interesting right now about seafood in the UK, the UK government has a £100 million UK seafood fund, of which £1 million goes to support exports. And we've just appointed a new in-market seafood specialist to be here to help boost those exports and boost those relationships as well.
Wow, that's really great. Well, it's great that the UK government's investing, because that's what needs to happen. And like I said, we've mainly focused on the US here, but that's what we're seeing on our end too. And it's the only way for growth is to be able to have that support, and you need to be able to support. So
and I think US consumers benefit from a more diverse range of any product, particularly when we're talking about some of these amazing products from the UK. You know, it can only benefit from more exports from the UK into the US market.
One of our key priorities is to work with all our exporters and potential exporters to build trade. We see our future as being highly dependent on international trade. We're happy that it's flows in both directions, of course, that we export to the US, we import from the US. The US is already our second biggest market, well, in the world for our seafood exports, and obviously we want to grow it further.
Well, this is the place to do it. Any final words from the Boston Seafood show floor?
We're just very pleased with the welcome we've had from the organizers, from everybody we've met. It always occurs to me whenever I come to the US that the optimism and the can-do attitude and the desire to solve problems and get business done, it just comes shining through, and it encourages us all.
It is a busy 3 days here.
Yeah, my feet hurt.
That's a good takeaway from the Boston Seafood show floor. Wear comfortable shoes.
Always.
So this is my second of these. I was here last year, and everyone I've spoken to said this year is better than last year. There's more energy, more people. And I just hope that next year she will be even better than this year.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. The UK Pavilion will also be at Seafood Expo Global. Off the top of your head, can you tell us what the booth number is?
I can. We'll be in Hall 2 in I-601.
So don't miss the UK Pavilion there. Thank you all so much for joining us on the podcast, and we'll have to have you on again soon.